चलो ज्यादा जाना चाहिए, चलो बैठो।
द समरी ऑफ दिस चैप्टर आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ। दिस चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स द ऑक्युपेशनल ड्यूटीज ऑफ द हाउस होल्डर अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम प्लेस एंड द परफॉर्मर। When Yudhishthira Maharaj became very much inquisitive about the occupational duties for the householder, they are called Varnasrama. What are the duties of a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra? Then what are the duties of a Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi? So this chapter, Occupational Duties for the householder. So householder doesn't mean that you are married, you are taking care of your wife and children, that anyway you have to do it, otherwise we will do it. So that is not a duty. Taking care of wife and children is not a duty, it is compulsory. Apart from that, according to scripture, what duties are there for householder? It means everything, what you will do for the society, what are you doing for God? That way, how you are advancing in spiritual life. The whole idea is not just maintaining these bodies. Rupa Mataji, English also? Yes, sir. So the whole idea is, as a grihastha, what you are supposed to do for God, as a grihastha, what you are supposed to do for the society, and when you do these things, how you will advance in your proximity to God, nearness to God. So the whole purpose of human life is how to get closer to God. So a householder can, that means not necessarily sannyasis or grihastha, sannyasis or vanaprasthas or brahmacharis. Everyone has to move towards God. So that means apart from your making money and maintaining yourself and your family, that will not bring you closer to Krishna by itself, because that everybody is already doing. So Narada Muni advised him that a grihastha's first duty is to be fully dependent on Vasudeva. Actually everybody's business, everybody has to depend on Krishna. More so the householder, because he has too many responsibilities and problems. So brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, sannyasis, but they don't have anything, so they have to depend. But sometimes the householder may think, I have so much business and I have so much land and things like that, and we tend to depend on them, fallible, than Krishna. So first duty is to be fully dependent on Vasudeva. What does it mean by dependent on Vasudeva or Krishna? How you can be fully dependent on Vasudeva, Krishna? That we should know the temporariness. Anytime everything may be finished, and everything may be there, I may be finished. Everything may be finished and you are there, pauper. Or everything is there, but you are kicked out. Then where you will go? That's it. We should not depend on anything else. Dependent on Krishna. So if you depend on Krishna, means you should not forget him. If you are dependent on Krishna, that means everything with his blessings. You don't forget him and try to become a doer. Try to satisfy him in all respects by executing one's prescribed devotional service. See? The beginning of devotional service is to accept a spiritual master. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Either he may be a Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru, whatever, but submit. That is called try to satisfy him in all respects. You are not directly having any relation with Krishna, how you will satisfy him? How are you going to satisfy Krishna? By satisfying his representative. Somebody is watching over you, like one guy comes to me daily and he directly, I believe in Krishna, I am doing this. The day that guy was sitting over here, an electrician, was talking about, no? Bypassing all rules and regulations, bypassing Guru. Just as Krishna is not pleased. We always think we are not directly connected to Krishna. The more in between you have, that means you are humble. That's why Prabhupada has created a big society. You may have your guru, but do you have to respect sannyasis or not? You may have your guru, you may have your senior god brothers. You have to respect them or not? That means so many people above you. It is not that my Guru Maharaj, I don't care, go on offending everybody. Go on offending everybody. So Prabhupada has created ISKCON to keep us in the mood that we are servants to Vaishnavas and the Lord. So try to satisfy him. When devotees are pleased, how do you understand whether Krishna is pleased with you or not? If the devotees are pleased, Prabhuji, do you think I am behaving all right? Prabhuji, do you think my understanding is all right? All right. We don't try to supersede. Blessed are humble, for they inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says, blessed are humble. The hallmark of a devotee is that always he wants to be humble and polite. Because Krishna wants that we have to follow the etiquette properly. The maryadas are more important than directly doing things. What did Prabhupada do on the deathbed? He was calling everybody by name. Call this man, call that man, call my god brother, this, that. And he was apologizing to everybody. If I offended you during my preaching work in any way, please forgive me. And even on the deathbed, he was so concerned about his proper relationships. So, how to satisfy Krishna in all respects? by executing one's prescribed devotional service. Devotional service includes many, many things. Rules and regulations, sadhana, eating habits, sleeping habits, reading habits, cleanliness, punctuality, everything matters. It is called devotional service. Generally we have a very narrow view. I am following four regulative principles and I am chanting 16 rounds. Okay. That means we don't want to satisfy everybody. It is a big job. She is sitting there. I don't care for anybody, boss. But I am a devotee. This is what people want. But Krishna is not pleased that way. You have to fold your hands and approach everybody and then make them satisfied. Devotee is satisfied means Krishna is satisfied. The beginning of devotional service, this devotional service will depend on the instructions of authorities. Say Prabhupada did not write instructions of the spiritual master. This devotional service will depend on the instructions of authorities. It is not authority also. So that means very broad word. Instructions of authorities. That includes spiritual master, that includes sannyasis, that includes God brothers, that includes the management authorities. And the association of devotees who are actually engaged in devotional service. So, unless someone is engaged in devotion, there is no realization. You cannot just talk theory. I read in Bhagavad Gita like this, I read in Bhagavatam like this, but you get up at 7 o'clock and no chanting. Who are actually engaged in devotional service. The beginning of devotional service is Sravanam. You hear from the authorities. Hearing, one must hear from mouth of realized soul. Realized soul means one will become the humble servant of Krishna. There is no other business. And Jivara Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. In this way, the grihastha's attraction to his wife and children will gradually go. So this is what is spiritual life. My wife, my children, that is the beginning. Then we are together to serve Krishna. This is better understanding about grihastha life. Not saying, my wife, my children. But we are all together to serve Krishna and his devotees. For the maintenance of his family, a grihastha while earning what he requires for his living must be very conscientious and must not undergo extraordinary labor. Simply to accumulate money and unnecessarily increase material comforts. All the grihastha should externally be very active. In earning his livelihood, he should internally be situated as a fully self-realized person. See, a lot of things are there. If money is coming, take it. If money is not coming, don't overwork somehow to make money. No, you should know how to adjust. So, a grihastha is not greedy for money, he is not averse to money either. But for some time, whatever comes, this is my karma. This is my destiny. He should internally be situated as a fully self-realized person, without attachment for material gain. Somehow a devotee should learn, should know that my outside dealings are only to maintain the body. Otherwise, I have nothing to do. My real life is devotional service. His dealings with family members, friends, should be performed simply to fulfill their purpose. One should not be extravagantly engaged. Instructions from family members and associates should be accepted superficially. You should respect others, but you have to be committed to devotional service. Don't argue, don't criticize, don't create unpalatable situation. So, superficially. Temporary life means be superficial. Your deep attachment is to Krishna. But in essence, a grosa should be engaged in occupational duties advised by the spiritual master. What is your occupational duty? Depending on our spiritual advancement, the spiritual master will decide. You join full time, you don't join full time. You work this consult. And Shastra. So we'll continue tomorrow. The same sloka will be there. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So till 9:15, bhajan will go on. Don't go away.